We are imperfect. We don't always get things right. This is because many of our decisions are informed by the hurts, hang-ups, and bad habits that we carry. The good news is that God doesn't only forgive us of our sins, but He also wants to change the outcomes of our bad decisions. He wants to transform our lives. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think." You see, what a person thinks informs how they act, and how they act will determine the outcomes in their lives. It's not surprising then that so many people aren't happy. Their intentions might be good, but because their hurts, hang-ups, and pains are impacting their actions, they are not achieving their desired goals. God wants to go beyond forgiving us. He wants to transform us by changing the way we think. If we think differently, then we will act differently. And if we act differently, we will end up with different and hopefully better results. If you're going to choose to be happy, you're going to have to be transformed by changing the way you think. And the way to accomplish this is by changing the things you focus on. For example, focus on changing one defect at a time. Solomon wrote in the book of Proverbs, "An intelligent person aims at wise actions, but a fool starts off in many directions." And then focus on one victory one day at a time. In the book of Matthew, Jesus said, "Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough troubles of its own." By simply changing your focus, you will begin to change the way you think. And once you have changed the way you think, you will be on your way to being transformed, the transformation that will lead you to become a new person.